Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, a Monday Music Marathon. We got that going for you. Hey, if you want to reach out to the show, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, we use the station to search for Radio Now. And, of course, you can call us 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Would you consider this stealing, or is it really just a case of borrowing? A woman named Beverly Harvard from Houston noticed her van was kind of changing on a daily basis. What was changing? Well, she saw a mirror. It was out of place. And then she also realized, wait a minute, the seat feels kind of different. But she couldn't confirm her suspicions at first. It wasn't until she noticed, wait a minute, the mileage is going up way too much. She actually started writing down the mileage when she parked the car. And that's when she knew, okay, something's going on here. Somebody was actually stealing her car and bringing it back to the usual spot in the driveway.
Wow.
How much would that freak you out? You're like, huh?
Very creepy.
Like, how does somebody got my car and how are they driving it around? Well, police caught a man with her van. And when they tried to stop him, he ran into a pole like he tried to take off. The man was taken into custody and he's suspected of the van of taking the van each night, using it as a getaway vehicle for break-ins and robberies, and then returning the van back to the driveway where we got it at.
I mean, it's honestly genius.
So let me ask you, if he's taking it and then returning it, that is kind of borrowing, right? Because stealing means like you have it and you don't give it back.
I think that he should have been leaving money for gas, like underneath the seat or something.
Yeah, or
every morning.
Maybe top off the tank.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I could have worked out a deal with somebody if they were doing that.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was like, you know what? I don't think he's really stealing from these people. It's absolutely insane, though. It is kind of sad. I feel bad for them. I guess the van that he stole actually was for her husband too, that had some like disabilities that he's going through.
See, so, why do you have to do that?
Yeah, I know, what a turd. But hopefully, people can rally and help them out right there. But something to consider, is that stealing or is that borrowing?